What's going on, world? AJ bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast, bringing you yet an entirely new episode, a fun new episode on my series one of People's Strategy here out of four series that will be happening in the year 2024. This series so far, you know, going over people strategy, my personal perspectives on people strategy, it's gone pretty well so far. I'm excited. I'm able to kind of get into some really nuanced, creative ideas, ideas that I've tried, ideas that I believe in, research that I believe in, points of views that I believe in. And today, what I'm thinking about doing is I'm thinking about breaking down a part two of my key HR metrics to think about to implement, to track in 2024. But what I'll also do is I'll give it a little bit of a wrinkle. I'll be, you know, talking about HR scorecards and how leaders should be understanding these HR scorecards and how HR can speak a bit more of that business speak, that business talk, and kind of relate the scorecards, relate the HR strategy to what the business inevitably, you know, what they're looking for, whether that's innovative product, whether that's more revenue, whether that's taking over market share, no matter what it is. I think it's important for HR leaders to be able to talk that HR speak or business speak rather, and communicate how they're feeling from an HR perspective, and making sure their business partners and leaders have their minds fully wrapped around all of this. And so, what I want to do actually is I want to just jump right into it from the lens of a recruitment strategy. I think everyone can admit that recruiting probably is one of the most important qualities and elements and strategic focuses within the team of HR. And I think when it comes to recruitment and when it comes to trying to bring in talent that inevitably is going to make an impact within your organization, you have to set some goals. You have to set some benchmarks. You got to structure out some scorecards and how you're going to assess how successful you've been. And so what I've decided to do today is I actually have created an example that we can go through and go over that will break down more of my tips, my perspectives in a more succinct way. So the very first thing you have to do, in my personal opinion, when thinking about HR metrics, when thinking about scorecards, is creating a recruitment strategy map. Where you're going, what do you want to do, how do you want to get there, what are your, how are you unpacking it, and inevitably, how are you scoring it? And so what I wrote down here to my far left column, I wrote down strategic, employee growth, financial, and process. And I'll explain what those mean in a minute. But those are going to be the big core buckets of my first segment of how I'm going about this strategy. Now, within strategic, my goal there, my perspective is most innovative organization in the sector. That's my goal. That's my desire. And that is what's going to influence and drive a lot of my strategy. The second thing that I wrote down here is hire more qualified professionals. That's connected to employee growth. Again, that is going to be more of the context, the mindset, the motivation behind the macro bullet point of employee growth. Then next to financial, I put decrease cost during the recruitment process. So I want to make the process cheaper, more costly, a more cost effective, and a more cost benefit for the organization. As a little bit of a sidebar, this is some business speak and relationships that I should be having with the CFO and the budget. And that's going to be connected to my big macro bucket of financial. And then finally, I have process. And what I wrote down next to it from, you know, contextually is going to be decrease the amount of lead time. So the amount of time it takes for us to get folks to get excited about being a part of the organization, and then being a more attractive employer or an employer of choice is going to be that final contextual nuance goal when I wrote down process. So again, we're going to have strategic, which is connected to being the most innovative organization in the sector. We have employee growth, which is connected to hiring more qualified employees and professionals. We have financial, which is connected to decreasing the recruitment costs. And then we wrote down process, which is connected to the decrease of lead time, as well as becoming a more attractive employer or an employer of choice. So that's kind of how we broke that down. Then to the far right, what I wrote down are a few KPIs, some key performance indicators that are going to make sure those things actually come true in real life. Because where I think a lot of HR people miss the mark is they say we want to be more strategic. They say the goal is to become the most innovative organization in the sector. But then their strategies really don't change. Their tactics really don't change. Their best practices and their true execution, it really doesn't change. They fall on their subconscious actions. They fall on things that they've learned, the tried and true methodologies. They allow other business partners and business partner needs to interject and into the HR's bucket. And they completely just throw off the roadmap at times. And what I think a lot of HR people do is they paint a big, large picture of what they would like to do, recruitment strategy wise. But the true day in day and the true week by week and month by month and quarter by quarter, it actually looks a bit more administrative, which I always said, is not a good thing. I would like to see more organizations that have a bit more strategic point of view, direction, action, and sustainability, and I would like to see organizations take that more seriously. But that's another perspective for another day. To get back focused on the scorecard, the key performance indicators are going to be incredibly important, right? Because when you're creating a key performance indicator, for example, what I wrote down for strategic is going to be position in the sector-wide innovation benchmark. Essentially, what I meant by that is if I want to be the most innovative organization in the sector, I have to benchmark that. I have to understand, what does that actually mean? What does it mean from a benchmarking perspective to be the most innovative organization in the sector from a product perspective, from a team skill perspective, from a marketing perspective, from a brand perspective? What does that look like? Who do we need? How do we need to recruit them? How are we going to find them? How are my recruiters going to explain the brand? How are we going to represent the brand? All of that fits into that. And all of that you can connect tactics to. The next thing I wrote down here is time to market over the last 5 new products in days. What I mean by that is how quickly can we get our team to get products out faster, right? How many products can we get out of the door, get into testing within a five day period of time? And I know that seems aggressive, but if anyone knows anything about big product, big data, big market organizations, they're always testing things. They're always rolling things out. And so the goal here strategically, the KPI is, if you know, how many products can we get, not to market necessarily, but can we get testing? Can we get moving? Can we get other team members thinking about and out the door within a certain period of time? And then what I do is I connect that to a 1 to 5 score. 5 meeting, we're moving on it. There's dates on the calendar and schedule. We're tracking it. Everyone's excited about it. It's bought in. And then 1 being, this has literally just been an idea that's thrown onto this, you know, this recruitment scoreboard and tracking and strategy, but this has not been executed against. This has not been something that anyone within the organization has actually moved on or taken seriously. And we need to put some more energy in that. And then obviously, 2 through 4 are going to be everything else in between from a scoring perspective. I'll give you one more. Within the process category, where we said decrease of lead time and being a more attractive employer, an employer of choice, we wrote down the KPIs are going to be the time to hire in days, the acceptance ratio when talking to third and fourth level applicants that are in their final interviews, and the top employer benchmark, right? And so taking some time and investing in external organizations, whether that's awards, certifications, and benchmarking where we are within the marketplace, as we deem someone that is an attractive employer of choice. Have we actually made the investment to search and research and understand these organizations that can certify us? Have we actually taken a look at our acceptance ratio and understood and talked to the applicants that did accept and asked them why they accepted? Was it the relationship with the recruiting team? Was it what they heard about the organization? Was it their leader? Was it the projects they were going to be able to inevitably work on? And they're looking at their time to hire and the amount of days of that. How do we decrease that? And what have we done to increase that? What do we have in motion to start decreasing that? And so I think what I'm trying to explain within this particular episode, folks, is that when you are creating HR strategy, when you are creating ways to measure your work, KPIs, goals, when you have a strategy roadmap, when you have these scorecards, it is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important to break down the literal macro perspective, break down the goal, then break down how you're actually going to accomplish that goal, and then break down even more minute and detailed things you can do on a daily, weekly, and monthly and quarterly basis. And then as an HR person, strategically put that out to each different division and say, this is what I need from you to get this done. This is what I need from you, marketing team. This is what I need from you, sales team. This is what I need from you, product team. This is what I need from you, legal. This is what I need for you, HR team members. This is what I need from you within operations, right? So an HR's responsibility is to be a lot more strategic, a lot more of a leader, a lot more of a voice. And you can create these scorecards, these strategy roadmaps to be able to accomplish that. And so I think what I wanted to do is just share a really detailed example that will lead organizations that decide to make the world of HR more strategic, more streamlined, more focused, instead of this high-level goal of what we inevitably aspire to do, but then watching ourselves get more into the administrative day-to-day, which we all know is necessary, but does not push the organization forward. So as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.